The Late Set is supported by WRTI members and the Cape May Jazz Festival Foundation, presenting the 25th edition of the Exit Zero Jazz Festival, November 7th through 9th. C. Bassist Stanley Clark. Vocalist Gabrielle Cavassa. And Cassandra Wilson, presenting the 30th anniversary of her album, New Moon Daughter. Those artists and so many more at the Exit Zero Jazz Festival in Cape May, New Jersey, this November 7th through 9th. Learn more at ExitZeroJazzFestival.com. Now, here's The Late Set.
Welcome back to The Late Set. My name is Nate Chenin.
I'm Josh Jackson.
We have a special something different for you.
They're today. Always special, Nate.
They're always special. They're like our children.
Yes, they are.
This one is a little different.
This is a really cool thing because, you know, typically we don't play a lot of music on The Late Set for reasons beyond our control. But in this instance, we have a really magnificent performance of a very, very powerful piece of music.
A WRTI exclusive coming to you from Solar Myth, the home of Ars Nova Workshop in South Philadelphia, featuring one of Philly's own, alto saxophonist Jaleel Shaw. Josh, you were at this show.
I was, for a lot of reasons. I love Jaleel. I love his music. And strangely, he doesn't get a lot of opportunities to play here in his own hometown. So the reason why Jaleel was here at Solar Myth was because he was part of the Jazz Gallery Mentorship Series. And he's been mentoring this wonderful young musician, pianist, Cameron Campbell. And Cameron's in the band for this performance, as well as the bassist Matthew Brewer and the drummer Jonathan Blake, another great Philadelphian. And this was right around the time of Jaleel's birthday, too, which was pretty fun because he had a lot of family who were there at the performance. They even sang happy birthday.
Nice.
It was really special. Right. It felt like being home for him, and it felt sort of nice to witness this.
This is a piece of music from his new album, Painter of the Invisible, which he has released on Changu Records. And it's his first album in quite some time. I mean, I guess, you know, not counting the solo saxophone Pandemic record, which is beautiful, but this is his first band album.
Yeah.
In how many years?
Gosh, I don't know.
I mean, a decade or a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we highly recommend this album, but what we're bringing you now, as Josh said, is a live performance of a piece of music called Tamir.
It's a really significant piece of music. And stay with us for an incredible conversation on The Late Set with Jaleel. We're going to be dropping that very soon. In fact, you'll even be able to watch us have this conversation with Jaleel on our YouTube. So, without further ado, we wanted to just let you hear this incredible piece of music. From Solar Myth, here's Tamir by the Jaleel Shaw Quartet on The Late Set from WRTI.
Thank you. Thank you. One more time. Matt Brewer on the bass. Matt Brewer on the bass. From Philly. Jonathan Blake on the drums. Jonathan Blake on the drums. Cameron Campbell on the piano. Cameron Campbell on the piano. And my name is Jaleel Shaw. Thank y'all for welcoming me back. Love y'all. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
That was Tamir, as performed by the Jaleel Shaw Quartet. Jaleel Shaw on alto saxophone, Cameron Campbell on piano, Matt Brewer on bass, Jonathan Blake on drums. Our live recording was recorded by Bo Gordon of Ars Nova Workshop and mixed by Tyler McClure and Robert Webb.
The Late Set is a production of WRTI and made possible by WRTI members. Thank you, members. It's hosted by me, Josh Jackson, with Nate Chenin.
The show is produced by Alex Arif. Special thanks to Mark Christman at Ars Nova Workshop.
Robert Webb is our assistant production manager. Our operations and production manager is Tyler McClure. Associate general manager for content and programming, that's me, Josh Jackson. And Bill Johnson is WRTI's general manager.
Stop by WRTI.org to see everything else we are cooking up here in Philadelphia. And let me give a plug for one particular thing that we've been cooking. I recently had a great conversation with the legendary jazz vibraphonist Gary Burton and the pianist Kirill Gerstein, one of the great classical pianists of our time. And the two of them have a new piece of music out titled The Visitors. It was composed by Chick Corea at Kirill's commission for the two of them. And so it's a really fascinating piece of music that combines jazz and classical. It's also a really beautiful illustration of this story, this relationship that Kirill and Gary have going back to Kirill's time as a young prodigy in Russia. There's a lot to this story, and we had a really great conversation about it. You can enjoy that at WRTI.org.